The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome back to the Bay Area. That's what the San Jose Sharks are saying after a spectacular road trip that saw them go 3-2 and win their last two games in overtime under very dramatic conditions. The last game, Drew Remenda, you were on the TV side. I was on the radio side as always. And here we were after the second period in our Sharks intermission check-in, wondering what the Sharks were going to do in the third period to make a game of it, down eventually 5-1 with another goal against. I haven't witnessed anything like that since Game 7 against Vegas.
You've got some similarities as far as not only one of your star offensive players hurt, but two of the star offensive players hurt, in Smith and Kurashev. You've got your number one offensive guy getting in a fight, or trying to, because of his line mate and friend getting hit. He's in the penalty box. You've got a game where the other team has got, well, the best player in the world is through the last 20 years in Sidney Crosby. Playing really well. Power play's clicking like crazy.
He scored three of them.
Exactly.
He scored one of them.
Exactly. And then the Sharks decide, hey, we're not done. John Klingberg was, well, I tell you what, the Lunds and the Bergs, again, had a strong game. Tyler Toffoli had a strong game. There were so many good things, but the big moment of the game was off the post.
Absolutely. Yeah. Brian Rust would have ended everything, and that would have taken all of the steam out of the Sharks' engine, but yet, because they hit the post, it actually empowered them.
Yeah, and they come back down. Shortly after that, they score. And then after they got the third one, you could see it. You could sense it, that they were not going to be denied. They were going to come back in this game. I didn't know they were going to come back like 6-5, but I thought they'd come back and put a ton of pressure on Pittsburgh. It was awesome. Like, I wasn't around for the Vegas one. I was jealous watching it on TV at Boston Pizza with my boys. And we were watching, and when Logan gave it, that's one, my son Donovan turned to me and went, they're going to win this game. I went, no, they're not. He said, it's just one goal. And then, boom, the next one, Davis went, he's right. And I said, you know what? You're right. That was so much fun. But to be involved just as we are from 1,000 feet up, you go, like, that was incredible. It was and the great thing, and you mentioned it, and Owen Nolan mentioned it on the plane. I feel like the old days on the plane. It's like Jumbo in the back. Yay, boys! And it was so much excitement. The guys, it was great. It was a great, great moment for the franchise.
You know what? Owen Nolan on the air with me also noticed something else. When Macklin Celebrini stepped up for Will Smith, the first thing that he did was look right at the Sharks bench, and everybody was on their feet. And he said, these guys care about each other. There's something good going on around here.
Yeah, great observation. And Owen would know better than anybody else. He's been involved in it and right in the thick of the Sharks for a long time as the captain of the team and one of the leaders. He would absolutely see that. It's a great observation by him. These guys do care about each other. It's like Ryan Reeves said, you know, about culture. Why is culture important? And he said, because you can't win if you don't love each other. You can't win if you don't love your teammates. You don't want to be around them. You can't win if you're not going to stick up for each other. You saw it.
We saw it indeed. And let's not forget about a couple of other things, too. Yaroslav Askarov with some pretty big saves in the first period. Made the saves that had to be made. When the team was down 5-1, didn't get flustered, kept with his game. The Sharks kept with their game. And that's what Ryan Warsawski said to the troops after the game. He said it was, I think I'm going to quote him somewhat directly. He said, this was the sickest win I've ever been part of because it was just came out of nowhere. But he said the key thing, they talked about it in the second intermission, never give up, which gets back to Bob Arey's rule number 14 in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You never know. There could be a five-minute major. You could have something happen. They could give up a bad goal. These things occur. And then you get to the winning goal with Celebrini and Klingberg combining on a nice tic-tac-toe play. That was just fantastic. And it was great to see that Macklin Celebrini once again drove everything from the moment that that happened with Will Smith. And, of course, now they're starting to talk about him as the leader of the team and all that. And it's developing. It's a ways to go, I think, but I really like what we're seeing.
Got a lot of leaders on this team. They really do. The thing I like about the winning goal, if you go back 20 seconds and watch the work the Sharks are putting in defensively in their zone, and then Colin Graf gets the puck, Klingberg takes off, and you can hear me on the air go, give it to him. And Colin right away, boom, hits him with the pass, and then makes the move on Sidney Crosby and then gets the open, and then great two great passes make the goal happen. But overall, when you look at it, there's a lot of leaders on this club, and that's important.
You have to have them. When I was doing the play-by-play of it, I went back and played it back. I think Celebrini was calling. He wanted the puck, but Colin Graf was smart. He gave it over to Klingberg instead, and then he made that great move on Sid. And that got everybody excited. And then I thought Macklin was going to shoot the puck. Not a chance. He gave it right back. And Klingberg, right-hand shot on the left side, gets the puck past Seeloff's. What an amazing win. But we have now spent about 6 minutes talking about it. Let's talk about the cost of the victory.
Yeah, yeah.
The cost of the victory is Will Smith is on the IR. Now, we saw him after the game, and he said, I'm going to be all right. He didn't look too bad. But they're being very, very careful with this. They want to put him in a position where he doesn't require
smart.
Anything else. I think that's smart. The other one is Kurashev. He got hit behind the net, and I saw him kind of go off the net. He hurt his
yeah.
wrist or his forearm and came off. He's also going to be out for a while. So what does that mean? Well, now the depth of the Sharks is going to get tested. Igor Chernyshov has been recalled for the very first time, and he's, I think, going to play on a line with Macklin Celebrini and also Colin Graf. So that's the top unit. And when you call up a kid like this, when you recall a kid like this, you put him right in where he is. You don't put him on the fourth line and play him 6 minutes. The other recall is going to be somebody who's been here before, Ethan Cardwell, somebody who will play on that third line, very, very dependable. He can kill penalties. He can do a lot of things. I'm excited about the opportunity for these two kids.
We've seen Ethan before. He's going to be, like you said, consistent. He's a smart player. Chernyshov is going to be put in a position to succeed. I think I broadcast 3 games watching Chernyshov with the Barracuda and great Nick Nuhlenberger. He's smart. He hangs on to the puck. He would be what you would call kind of a modern-day power forward. He's a guy who goes to the net, does not mind getting to the greasy areas in order to score. Got a good shot. Offensively-minded player, but big and strong. This is another part of the future for the Sharks. I'm excited to see him, too.
It's going to be interesting. Zach Ostapchuk's going to get back in on the fourth line, not because Adam Gaudette deserves to sit out. I mean, he's been playing great, but he blocked the shot and kind of hobbled off the ice there very late in the contest when the Sharks were fighting back. I saw him yesterday, and he says he's not too bad, so I think it won't be too long before he's back, and he's not on the IR, which is a good thing. On defense, Shakir Mukhamudulin is going to be another kid that gets in. And Vinny Iorio will be his D partner. I thought Vinny played really well in the road trip when he got in. It's a big chance for Shaq here tonight against Calgary.
Got to be assertive. I thought he in Toronto he was timid. I thought he was hesitant. I thought he was caught between, you know, you're not supposed to think, right? Just go. I thought he was thinking and then going. He's got to be moving.
Are we seeing kind of a big guy that reminds me, not as a player, but as a story, Mike Rathje, they wanted him to kill people, and he's not that kind of a player. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, he's not that player. But that's, you don't, and not many guys kill guys anymore. Not many guys blow guys up anymore. But he's got to still be physical. He's got to get moving right away and close. He's got to be more sure in everything he does. Now, that's tough when you're in and out of the lineup because you start questioning yourself. That's when that confidence issue comes up. But he's got Doug Huda talking to him. He's got some good defense partners. I think he really misses Vincent Desharnais. You know, they were a nice combination when they were just together in practice.
The team misses.
Exactly, you're right. So getting him back would be fantastic. But overall, Shakir's just got to be assertive.
Well, we're looking for an assertive effort in the first game back from a 5-game road trip. We'll be on the air at 6:30. Dan Boyle is joining me for tonight's broadcast, so make sure you tune in and make sure you listen to the sound, because I'm expecting that the San Jose Sharks fans are really going to welcome this team home after a very successful trip. So stay tuned for that and much more. That's it for our morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.